Good morning, family. How are y'all doing today? Doing all right? Glad to be in the house of the Lord? Yeah, all right. I have to be honest with you. I struggled in preparing this message today. I struggled in my spirit over the last couple of weeks about it, because this time around, and for me, in order to deliver this word of God, I first had to accept the word, which means that I had to look in the mirror and see who I was before I could present it to you. So let's get into the word today. 1 John chapter 3, verse 16 through 18 reads, "Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoso hath this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth." Today I want to talk to you about the cost of liberty. We are facing a historic time of social unrest in our country. We have protests all over the place against police brutality, protests against the protest, calls to defund the police, gender inequality and discrimination, a woman's right to choose, income inequality, the coronavirus and mask mandates, as well as protests against that. Economic collapse, high unemployment, gun rights, pride, racism, both personal and systemic, and the discriminations, inequalities, and injustices that come along with that. Criminal justice reform, and an extremely divisive presidential election, and a media that fans the flame of all of it. We are a society built and ran off of judgment, hate, and separation. We work in effort not only to pay bills and survive, but to lift ourselves up through the socioeconomic classes that define our separation and superiority to those underneath us, all the while forgetting that this is not what God has called us to be or how he has called us to live. To borrow some of the words of the former Vice President Joe Biden, we are in a battle for the soul of America. But this battle will not be won at the polls. It won't be won in Congress or the Supreme Court. It won't be with federal troops, vain words, empty promises, or a vaccine. This battle can only be won with liberty, and more directly through its cost to be paid by you and I. See, that cost is the most central tenet of our faith. That cost is love. Yet at times we allow our economic position, religious beliefs, and political affiliations to put us in direct conflict with the mandates or commands of Jesus Christ. The commands being that thou shalt love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it, meaning similar or equal to. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. So what does loving your neighbor really look like? Does that mean that you have to accept the things that they do in their lives? Does that mean that you have to condone the decisions that they choose to make? Does that mean that you even have to support their causes? No, it doesn't mean any of those things. Loving your neighbor simply means that you will not place judgment on the actions that they do or the things that they choose or the way that they choose to go about trying to gain freedom, that you will lay straight their paths and give them the liberty to choose their own salvation. For when you give people the liberty to choose their own salvation, you have made them equal to you, granting them the opportunity to come to Christ. This is what we are called to do as Christians. Yet in this world, as I turn on the TV, doesn't matter what news channel you turn it to, you see a world in nothing but conflict over every single thing. There is no bridging force. The word of Christ is being silenced in this world because nobody is stepping forward and saying, hey, listen, I don't have to agree with you, but brother, I understand you. I don't have to agree with you, but I will take this walk with you because I know at the end of this walk is the love of Jesus Christ. And if we as a society come to this love, we can survive. It seems to me that this world, or this country more specifically, has accepted that we cannot come together. We have accepted the call of divisiveness. We have accepted that there will be no unity. We allow them to continue to separate us off of racial borders. We allow them to continue to separate us off of economic borders, social borders. There's always a border between everything, men and women, gay and straight. We have a line drawn down the middle of our society over every issue. So I come to you Christians today to ask you, when will it be time that we accept the call of Jesus Christ? Pay the cost of liberty for our brothers and erase that line that divides us. As I talk to young children every day, as I talk to friends every day that are not of the faith, I ask them why. Some were once of the faith and some have never come to it. But the answer is almost always the same. Because you guys push across this faith that's supposed to be of love, yet you are some of the most judgmental, hateful people I have ever seen. How is this possible if we are living in the love of Christ? I'm certain, I'm positive that Christ did not accept everything that everybody did around him. He did not agree with the Pharisees, the Sadducees, or the way that the Jewish people were living. But still, as he hung upon that cross, he showed the greatest gift of love as he asked his Father to forgive them, for they knew not what he did. He did not separate them from himself. He met the Samaritan woman at the well. Now, Jews looked down on Samaritans. They called them the dogs of society. But Jesus offered her the living water of life, the same as he was offering it to the Jews and the Gentiles. He did not separate her from him. He did not separate her for the love of God. In the word it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever," thank God Almighty, he said whosoever. He did not say black, white, green, or in between. He did not say Democrat or Republican. He did not say man or woman. He did not say gay or straight. He did not say rich or poor. He said that whosoever shall believe will not perish, but will have everlasting life. Us as we as the followers of Christ, Christ already died to set us free. He died to set us free so that we could choose whether we wanted salvation or not. But we as his followers must set this land free. We must give liberty to the land to choose that they want salvation. We cannot force it upon them. We will not get it by turning our backs to them. We will not get it by denying the love of Christ Jesus. We will only get it by giving it to them. It doesn't matter who our president is. It doesn't matter who sits in our Congress. It doesn't matter who our mayor is. It doesn't matter who your boss is. If you start when you look in the mirror and you take a look at yourself, and you decide, am I living inside of the love that Christ Jesus has for me? Do I accept the love that Christ showed to the world? You make a conscious decision to be a believer, but being a believer calls for action. And that action is to try to follow and live up in the love that Jesus Christ had for you. So you start to show it to your home. You start to treat your children a little bit different. You start to treat your spouse a little bit different. You start to treat your family a little bit different. And what you will find is that those people will begin to treat those around them a little bit different. They will begin to show love to those around them a little bit more. And those people, and those people, and those people. Before you know it, love has changed your community. Next step comes love changing your town. Then your town changes your state. Your state changes your country. Your country changes the world. And we all come back to the love of Jesus Christ. This is the destination I see. This is the destination I want. This is what I have decided to live my life for. I had to look in the mirror and see where I was not giving that love. I had to look in the mirror and see where I had separated myself from the world and placed myself up here and viewed others as still down here. I come to you today to tell you I will no longer live that way. I've prayed to God and I've talked to him about it, and I am willing to pay the cost of liberty for you. I am willing to pay the cost of liberty so that you can choose your own salvation, because I know that by granting you liberty, I have chosen my own. God does not wish that any of us would perish, but he does wish that we would all love each other. He cries, he weeps because he sees the pain of the people. The pain of the people as they see separation, the pain of the people as they feel like they are oppressed by their brothers. When will oppression end? When will we pay the cost for liberty? Because as Pastor Dave said last week, with liberty comes equality. There cannot be one without the other. And in liberty and in equality is the love of Jesus Christ. As the band comes, short message today. I want you all to look at yourselves. I want you all to ask yourselves, what is it that I can do in this community? What is it that I can do in this world? What is it that I can do for my neighbors? What is it that I can do for my family and for my friends? What is it that I can do to change the way that I show love? How can I grant them liberty? How can I bring this world to the cross? How do I put across the love of Jesus Christ? Pray with me. Father, I thank you that you sent your son to die upon the cross for us, showing us the greatest sacrifice of love and teaching us how we are to love each other. I pray that you come into this place and you reach into our hearts that we may be willing to give the liberty to each other to choose to come to your sacrifice and love you. For it is only through you that this country can heal. It is only through you that this world will heal. It is only through you that we will find everlasting life. Father, I love you and I thank you. Please reach down to us. Please heal this nation. All this and everything I pray in the mighty, matchless, and marvelous name of Jesus Christ, my Lord. Amen.